Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Before we begin our topic for the day, we just want to mention that this Saturday, Eric and I will be conducting a Compassionate Boldness Symposium that's going to be held at Shadow Mountain Church in West Jordan. The address is 9324 Holly Park Road, and Holly is spelled H-A-W-L-E-Y, Holly Park Road. That's going to be from 9 in the morning to 1 o'clock. This is going to be a free presentation. There's no tuition that's going to be charged for this, so we're hoping that you can come out. We are merely asking that a love offering be taken, and hopefully you enjoy what you hear. You'll help out in that capacity. But we do hope that you'll come out for that. That's a Compassionate Boldness Symposium. It's going to be at Shadow Mountain Church, 9324 Holly Park Road. That's this Saturday from 9 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon.
And in that, we have different segments. They're one-hour segments, and we do everything from Book of Mormon to Salvation, the Godhead, and also an introduction to Mormonism. So you can know a lot, or you might not know very much at all, but I think this would be a good overview. And we're going to supply the notes for everybody.
That's right.
And we have copies of our book, Answering Mormon's Questions, that just came out recently. We're going to put a special on that at this conference.
We are. That's normally sells for $18. We're going to have them available only at the symposium for $12 a piece. So if you don't have a copy of that and you come on out, you'll be able to get a deal on that as well. This is our first recording since we got back from Israel and Turkey, and we thought we wanted to talk about that because I know myself, going through these areas, I could not help with my background in studying Mormonism for long as I have. I was overwhelmed. Now, this is the second time that I've been back to Israel. You've been there several times, but it was my first time going to Turkey, seeing where the seven churches of the Book of Revelation were located. That was fascinating. But one of the things that struck me during that trip, and I might mention that we had 42 people all together go on this trip. It was an incredible thing. And I might mention that this did not cost Mormonism Research Ministry anything. So a lot of people wonder, well, what are you doing with our funds? This had nothing to do with any gifts that were ever given to Mormonism Research Ministry, so you can put that to rest.
And that's a privilege that you get when you lead the tours. And so MRM was a sponsor of this tour, so you and I were able to go for nothing.
Getting back to this thought is that when we went to all these various sites, I was struck by how much we as Christians have, archaeologically speaking, that verifies the historicity of our Bible. Now, do we know where everything is located? Absolutely not. I don't think there's enough archaeologists out there that could go find everything. But it was amazing to me at how much we have as a Christian faith that can verify what we find written in our Bibles. And at the same time, it did not escape me at how little the Mormons have. In fact, virtually nothing. You can take Book of Mormon land tours, and we're going to talk about this later, but you can take Book of Mormon land tours, and they can only hope that what you are going to see are places that are really mentioned in the Book of Mormon. And that really depends on what theory you hold to, because a lot of people don't realize that within the Mormon church, there is this struggle going on as to where the Book of Mormon lands were really located. You have basically three different theories: the hemispheric model, the limited geography model, and the heartland model, all having different views of where they think the Nephites actually lived, where the Lamanites actually lived, where the land of Zarahemla was actually located, or the land of Nephi. And it's kind of like an internal struggle in Mormonism as to where the Book of Mormon people actually lived. we don't have such a struggle when it comes to biblical lands. It's not that we have all the evidence to show where all the people live. Certainly we don't have that, but we have enough information that can put our minds at rest that we are believing in a book that talks about, and you've heard me say this phrase many times, it talks about real people and real events. And that's what I was overtaken by. For instance, when we were in Turkey, Eric, we got there a little bit late in one night, and it was the day before we went to go see Laodicea. And remember how we wanted to go see Colossae. Mm-hmm. Now, Colossae has not even been dug, folks. It's just a huge tell. And we should explain that a tell is a hill that contains within it maybe several layers of cities.
I think, yeah, it could be 15 or 20, depending on how many civilizations live there, always located near roads and water sources. And so new civilizations, which is built on top of each other. And these are artificial mountains. When you drive around in Turkey or you drive around in Israel, you'll see these all over the place.
We get there kind of late in the evening. Yeah. It wasn't dark yet. And we stopped, the bus stops, and we all jump out and we all go climbing this tell. And I remember Corey Anderson, pastor of Shadow Mountain, who's going to be hosting our symposium coming up. He's running up this tell, and, you know, here we were, all of us, on top of the city of Colossae. There's no doubt that this is where it was located. They know that. It just has not been excavated yet.
Do you know why he was running?
No.
He was running out of battery for his camera, and so he wanted to get up there, and so he wanted to show going up there, so he had to run as fast as he could. This thing was, I'm not sure how tall it was, several hundred feet at least. And then when we get up there, there's pottery everywhere. And in fact, our friend Matt Slick from Karm.org
found
a
coin.
a bronze coin. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there it is. And it's not even excavated. I understand there are plans to excavate it, but I read that in 2009. It's 2013. And here, 4 years later, they haven't even touched a very important city that I think needs to be excavated. Bill, you need that.
Absolutely. This is where the Christians lived when the book of Colossians was written to them. So
we need to understand that they have excavated less than 10% of all the possible places they can excavate. 10%. The work is incredible that needs to be done. They just don't have the finances or the people to do it. Mm-hmm. And every time I subscribe to a magazine that's not a Christian magazine by any means, Biblical Archaeological Review, and it comes out six times a year, and it seems like every single issue that I get has something in there to help support, as you said, the historicity of the Bible. It doesn't take away from it, but it adds to the information we have that the places and the people that are talked about, we're finding information all the time that helps support the Bible and not take away from it.
And now we should mention, though, this certainly just because you find the ancient cities that the Bible talks about, just because we've found artifacts that verify certain people actually live. For instance, we were at Tel Dan, and in Tel Dan is where back in the 1990s they found a stela that actually mentions how the King Hazael of Aram was conquering Israel and had killed, and it mentioned, for instance, Jeroboam II. But then it mentions the House of David, which is really the first archaeological find outside of the Bible that mentions King David. Now, you would think there would be a lot of things that have been found about David because David is so prominent in the Old Testament, but archaeologically speaking, no, that's not the fact. But here at Tel Dan, which is in one of the most northernmost areas of Israel, in fact, nine times you'll find in the Bible where it mentions from Dan to Beersheba, which is basically giving you the expanse of the settled area that was in Israel at that time. Nine times, from Dan to Beersheba, Dan being in the northernmost part. We could see Mount Hermon from where we were on the road. We could see it right there. We were not many miles away from Syrian Damascus, which is just over the border, and we know that there's a lot of trouble going on over there. In fact, the day we were up there is when one of those missiles, quote-unquote, misfired and I guess went into Israel. And so we were there at that time, and there's that stela that mentions the House of David, proving that David was a real person.
Well, and you were like a little kid when you saw that in the Israeli Museum.
Yep.
We went around looking for it. There's a number of things that you can find in the Israeli Museum, and we'll talk more about some of those finds. It's the number one archaeological museum for biblical sites. When you found that, you got your camera out, you were just drooling on the window there because it's a very important find. And there it is sitting in the museum, evidence that David did exist in Israel.
And I kept thinking, what do Mormons have? I mean, can they go to a place and say for sure this is Zarahemla or this is the land of, well, land of Nephi, they'll say sunk actually into the ocean, which is a theory unique to Mormons, but they have to come up with some kind of explanation as to why Mormons can't find the geographical places mentioned in the Book of Mormon. And there are numerous place names in the Book of Mormon. They don't know where they're at. But the reason they don't know where they're at, folks, is because the Book of Mormon is not a historical book. It's only historical to Mormons, and it's taken by faith. Interesting. I don't take the city of Dan by faith. I don't take Hazor by faith. I don't take Jerusalem by faith. I don't take Herodium by faith. We were there. Shechem. We were in the West Bank. We saw Shechem. We saw the Shechem of Genesis 12. We saw the I of Genesis 12. Speaks also of Bethel. We drove past the excavations at Shiloh. These are not taken by faith for us. These are the places that they have actually found, and the names are correlated with what the Bible actually says. I mean, for Pete's sake, folks, Shechem, we're going back to Genesis chapter 12.
That's amazing when you think
Genesis
about it.
Genesis chapter 12, you can't get much older than that. And what do the Mormons have that's comparable? Nothing. Nothing. And if I was a Mormon, that would be troubling to me because I would want to at least have some kind of verifiable archaeological evidence to show that this book is worth believing, and they don't.
I think we should come back tomorrow, Bill, and talk about some of the sites that we saw and give some evidence that will, I think, increase a person's faith in the Bible.
If for nothing else, it will certainly increase, I would think, the faith of the Christian believer, knowing that this Bible that we have really does speak of real people and real events, and that we can be sure of.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. This Saturday, March 23rd, a Compassionate Boldness Symposium will be taking place at Shadow Mountain Church in West Jordan, Utah, beginning at 9 a.m. Topics include the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, and salvation. MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will lay out the teachings of Mormonism and show the differences with biblical Christianity. This four-hour event is free and open to the public, so plan to join us this Saturday at Shadow Mountain Church, located just off Old Bingham Highway at 9324 South and 5600 West in West Jordan. If the LDS Church is not true, which church is? Didn't the Bible predict the apostasy of the Christian faith? These and 34 other questions often posed by Latter-day Saints are addressed in Kriegel Publishers' new book, Answering Mormons' Questions, written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. Included is a glossary of Mormon terms and questions for group discussions. This is a great resource for those who want to share their Christian faith. Answering Mormons' Questions is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or at MRM.org.